brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is it. The day before Thanksgiving, the 24th day of November 2010, National Opt-Out Day. And we will cover all of the different political fireworks as they unfold. We've already had people stripping down into their Speedos with screw big sis painted on their back. We had the first article on that at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com today. It's now become a big national news story as well. Very exciting. And I'm not tooting our horn that, hey, look, we had it first. We're continuing to drive the news. Like in the last 6 years, we've pointed out that TSA plans to be on the streets of America with naked body scanners. Now it's happening. Weeks after we've been beating the drum hard, The Hill newspaper, AP, Reuters, they're all talking about it. The alternative media, really spearheaded by the Drudge Report, is now forcing all of this out into the open. Very, very exciting. And there's so many facets to it. I want to cover it coming up and open the phones up. We have Joel Skousen popping back in. I already had him on once this week, but I got him on for 30 minutes because of his deep research into the Korean Peninsula, China using North Korea as a surrogate, the United States and NATO using South Korea as a surrogate for conflict or as a pawn. We have a representative coming on who's very upset, a member of Congress dealing with the TSA. And we have Webster Tarpley popping in to give us his view on the North Korea situation and what's happening with the economy. But all of our guests are just on for about 20 minutes apiece today, so we'll have time to also open the phones up and cover all of the other news. Obviously, amazing economic developments we're going to be going over. Also, going in at grocery stores, salons, malls, fitness centers, biometrics to buy and sell. And this is just as dangerous as what the TSA is doing. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts calls it the TSA Gestapo Empire, and that's what it is. It's a minimum wage Gestapo by the feds who are above the law and operate outside of common law, the Constitution, and Bill of Rights. That's exactly what's going on, so we'll be covering that report as well. But there's a lot of different facets to this TSA. There's the fact that if anybody else did this, they'd be arrested. There's the fact that they're not above the law. There's the fact that it's unsanitary. There's the fact that it doesn't protect you and that the borders are wide open. There's the issue of all the scientific polls show between 60% and 90%+. It varies against this. And I see that in public opinion on the street. Plus, it's unconstitutional. So it doesn't matter if 99% were for this. You still can't do it. But it just so happens the public's with the Constitution. Well, we've seen this hoax from Brian Williams on NBC. I was on Man Cow this morning. He was playing the clip of it, saying 98% in their poll agree with it. But all the other polls, like Zogby, are 61% totally opposed. Reuters, 96% opposed. I mean, you know. I mean, you hear it on talk radio. Liberal, conservative, doesn't matter. Almost everybody calling in. Maybe 15 callers out of one. I was listening to local radio this morning, off and on all morning. And you might go 20 callers, because, you know, these shows are call-driven. I was listening to 590 to their morning show with Mark, Ed, and Sergeant Sam. And then I was listening to the show came on after that. And they'd go 15, 20 calls for one person called in who agreeing with it. And the people that agreed with it could hardly talk. They're just like, I think it's safe. You gonna let terrorists get, we gotta do, you know, it's like you go to the doctor and they touch you in ways you don't like to find out if you got prostate cancer. You know, the one guy who was for it sounded like Porky Pig and couldn't string sentences together. Childlike mind. Probably had a 75 IQ. No kidding. I'm sorry, he's probably calling from a government home or something. I mean, it's a lie that 98% of people agree with this, and we all know it. So that goes to the media. But I'm going to get into North Korea's situation first, the economy, then the TSA, your phone calls. It's all coming up on this opt-out day. Maybe I'll cover TSA first when we get back. I'm pretty fired up about this. What about you?
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is National Opt-Out Day for many. For many others, it's No Fly Day. AAA Motor Club estimates that there are going to be millions of additional cars on the road than what they saw last year because of surveys they've put out to their members who are avoiding aircraft. So you've already seen a $9-plus billion a year, the Department of Transportation estimates, decrease in tourism to this country, estimated to be $40 billion this year. Tourism is down by right at a third what it was in 2006. No one wants to come here. There may be a large percentage. I don't know if it's half or 40%. Of the public, but the polls show it's less than half, but still over 100 million people in this country that are wanting to be slaves, who are enjoying tyranny. But the rest of us are sane and recognize what this is, and the rest of the world sees it. Meanwhile, who watches the watchers, the TSA people, the other airport employees? Why do we have all this just at airports? I mean, a terrorist could go in a shopping mall. A terrorist could go to a school. A terrorist could go to a hike and bike jogging trail. A terrorist could go to your church. Well, the federal government says that's right. And Big Sis is in the news today saying they do want body scanners basically everywhere. Just minimum wage people. This is the new economy. This is the new service economy. Prison, surveillance, face scanning cameras, minimum wage goons, And I'm not against people that are overweight. I'm a bit overweight myself. But is it part of the TSA uniform that you've got to weigh 400 pounds and be pear-shaped? I mean, is that a rule that you have to look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man? I mean, if I went and applied and I only weigh 235 pounds, down from 265 a few years ago, I need to be about 200. And I said, sorry, Mr. Jones, you only weigh 235 pounds. You got to put on about 160 pounds, and then we're going to make you a commander. I saw another report I forgot to print. Will you guys print me the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, TSA employee kidnaps woman attempts to commit suicide? I mean, I see these reports every few days. They're molesting some child or kidnapping people. He was a behavior identification specialist. These guys on power trips looking you in the eye like they've been, you know, given a degree by the federal government out of a Cracker Jack box now. And they're the great Karnak from the fame of the Johnny Carson Late Show. And they can magically tell. And I've seen their training manuals. They're public. You know, is someone sweating? Does someone look irritated? Oh, yes. You might have heartburn. You might have been rushing to get to your gate. You may be thinking you're about to miss your flight. You may have a crying child with you. You're sweating. You look upset. Oh, now we're going to pull you out of line. It's part of this mass absurdist, mass delusion, mental illness that you know, everyone could be a terrorist. It's the perfect enemy, this foggy, shadowy enemy that can never be defeated, and everyone is suspect, and totally, you know, total police state is the only thing that can keep you safe. And then meanwhile, it's the government staging the terror, of course. You ever think of that? No. Who's behind the terror? Who's taking your rights? Who stands to gain from this? And then when you go research it, guess who it is? Big Brother. Big Brother staging the events. Hartsfield TSA worker allegedly abducts, assaults woman. And it says that he is a behavior detection officer. And generally, I've seen these guys. They're the ones staring at you. You got to weigh 600 pounds to be one of those. It's kind of like a hierarchy. They may actually start like having giant motorized tanks for these self-propelled stomachs. And perhaps they'll like roll in, you know, those folks that can't walk. Maybe they weigh 1,400 pounds, and that'll be the head of the TSA. In fact, I think the head nationally shouldn't be Pistol. Pistol looks like he's like Chertoff, about to starve to death. We probably need a 1,200, 1,400 pounder. All right, I'm sorry. I got a lot of important news to cover. I'm not making fun of people that are overweight, folks. It's just the image of people in police state thug outfits who are almost all obese, prodding people, getting off on the power. I mean, they can't get a job at McDonald's, but now they rule you. And they don't care if you don't like the radiation. They don't care if you don't like groping. You quit, they hire somebody that does like groping. And I've flown so much and see TSA with their eyes all slit, looking at you, being all serious, shouting at people for, you've got more than 3 ounces of shampoo. You've got a nail clipper. And I'm like, well, it says I can have a nail clipper. And they're just there to let you know, hey, they've arrived. I have power. I have power. I'm God. I mean, this is the type of stuff they chant publicly in their mass delusions. But they're failing. They tried to intimidate. They tried to scream opt out. They admit that they grope you to humiliate you. They pulled off the urology bags, the colostomy bags, the artificial breasts, women who've had mastectomies from breast cancer. They've stripped the three-year-olds, and I heard local talk radio going, they've only searched about 12 kids, just made up. I saw them search 30, 40, 50 babies when I was in Santa Rosa a month ago. Excuse me, San Jose. I was also in Santa Rosa, but I flew out of San Jose. That's all they were searching was women and children. That's all, because they know they'll submit. They're getting their quota of slaves run through. All right, I'm already ranting, and I got a bunch of guests coming up, but I need to get to the news here. Let's just get into the news, okay? And this is more of this is coming up with Joel Scalise and Webster Tarpley, and we have a congressman joining us as well today. China, Russia quit dollar. This is out of the China Daily, the big Chinese government mouthpiece. St. Petersburg, Russia, China and Russia have decided to renounce the U.S. dollar and resort to using their own currencies for bilateral trade. So they're they've made the move. They've already been creeping away from the dollar, but to accelerate it, said the Chinese premier and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, announced late last night. Chinese experts said the move reflected closer relations between Beijing and Moscow and is not aimed at challenging the dollar, but to protect their domestic economies. Yeah, because the globalists, the Federal Reserve, is devaluing the dollar. People think of this as Russia, China against the U.S. They're certainly, you know, criminal organizations by and large as well. It's that the offshore corporate global government has been using the U.S. as its engine and is now devaluing the dollar, which all these countries hold. And so they're just making the move to start getting away from it, which is a smart move because they're accelerating the monetization of the debt, the devaluation of it. The last people to figure this out will be American yuppies. That 6% or whatever in the real polls that are like, I like them sticking their hand down the pants. Keep me safe. Mm. Chinese experts said the move reflected closer relations. The two countries were accustomed to using other currencies, especially the dollar, for bilateral trade. Since the financial crisis, however, high-ranking officials on both sides began to explore other possibilities. And so they say they're ditching the dollar for their bilateral trade of natural gas, raw materials, back and forth. So big problems there. But bankers don't care. They've got their power, and that's what matters, and they hate America, so this is a big, big enjoyment for them. List of problem banks grows despite solid net income. That's out of CNBC. We're going to be covering that. Portugal, Spain hit by investor fears over debt. Yeah, the bankers are now getting ready to gobble them up. But they'll pose as the savior. Continuing, Irish unveiled four-year plan to claw back $20 billion. Ireland plans to reduce spending by 20%, raise taxes, and rescue talks climax. Now notice, they mean cut spending for services and raise taxes to give everything to the bankers. They're not going to cut overall spending. They're going to increase spending, but it's just going to go offshore, as government officials admit in Ireland. They say, oh, we think it's good that we're being taken over by foreign banks. Remember that Reuters quote yesterday that had me hyperventilating? This is treason. This is financial Armageddon. This is being conquered. So that's coming up in the financial news. Everything, again, is accelerating. Now here's the really big news. We're talking about this with Joel Skousen when he comes up here in about 15 minutes. The Washington Times, U.S. sends carrier to Yellow Sea for exercises near Korea. Now, they admit the whole thing that kicked off a day and a half ago was U.S. and South Korean forces in areas that North Korea claims, right up on their shore, firing artillery within just a few hundred yards of their shore. And the North Koreans, I'm not saying they're good, they're paranoid, lunatic, pure evil, but the globalists that are the more organized evil, they know what they're doing. And so they need this political diversion to prop up the dollar, a political diversion internationally. It's more of these proxy wars going on. And now they're going to send an aircraft carrier in to get right up against disputed areas, just begging North Korea to do something, and they may pull another Gulf of Tonkin, a 1964 style, and claim North Korea attacked, and go ahead and start a whole new war. We lost 56,000 Americans there in just a year and a half, almost as much as we lost in a decade plus in Vietnam, from 64 to 75 or so. So U.S. sends carrier to Yellow Sea for exercises near Korea. The Pentagon has dispatched an aircraft carrier strike group led by the USS George Washington to the Yellow Sea for naval exercises with South Korea following the exchange of artillery fire between the North and South. The exercise are likely to anger, which in the past pressed Washington not to send its aircraft carriers to the sea. I mean, this could cause World War III, and I'm not the only one saying it. China may spurn Obama appeal to rein in North Korea after attack on the South. Continuing here, analysis, North Korea crisis, latest blow to Obama's nuclear agenda. Here's the London Telegraph. North Korea attacks. Are we skipping towards a nuclear apocalypse? Pentagon, again, to send aircraft carrier strike group to Yellow Sea. That's a Kurt Nemo story at Infowars.com that gives you some background. I mean, this is big news here. This is important. Meanwhile, our borders are wide open. We've got tens of thousands of hired minimum wage goons fondling our wives and children and your husbands. Foreign banks have stolen trillions. Our entire economy is imploding into controlled, designed depression. The average yuppie's watching football and sucking their thumb. We'll be right back.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Appreciate Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. He first linked to some of our stories 6-7 years ago, but now it's a weekly occurrence, now a daily occurrence, because Drudge realizes important news. Ron Paul, crotch groped by TSA, calls for boycott of airlines. And it's got the video and audio link to Ron Paul with my quote. So to be clear, sir, you have had the enhanced pat-down. They have touched your crotch. Yes, absolutely, as I said, and it's disgusting. Let me go over some of the TSA news. That report, if you want to read it, still is on the Drudge Report. It's just moved down the page some. It's also up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have a great article up at Infowars.com from Paul Craig Roberts, TSA Gestapo Empire, that breaks down their total takeover of society, because they're announcing they want them in taxis, they want them in bus stations, train stations, malls. This is the takeover of society. People are really starting to get it. Continuing, this is one of the biggest issues going on right now. Here's just the latest. LA Times reports on a Zogby poll, 61% oppose new airport security measures. They're worried about radiation. They point out our borders are open. They point out that there's a billion targets. I mean, if terrorists could just drive out in the middle of the countryside on a Sunday morning, walk into some Baptist church with 300 people in it and blow the place up or shoot people. But the globalists really like to stage bombings because that creates fear. It's something different. And they've been able to do all this in airplanes because people always had common law for their cars, their homes, their persons. They would never put up with that on the street. So they start it in the airport. Oh, because that's something special. That's flying. On the eve of one of the nation's busiest travel days, this was last night, a poll has found that 61% of likely voters oppose the newly enhanced security measures at the country's airports. And that's the Zogby poll of 2,032 likely voters. 48% said they would seek alternatives to flying because of new measures. Now, I've seen other polls, again, of 96% out of 60-plus thousand respondents. I've talked about listening to talk radio to get a gauge of the public. I listened to probably 2.5 hours of local radio this morning. I listened mainly to one station, listened to some to another. This was all they were talking about. I tuned into San Antonio radio, driving into the office, heard the same thing. Every caller, caller after caller after caller after, I mean, you know how mainline talk radio does. They'll just give each caller 30 seconds for a quick comment, hang up on them. Caller after caller after caller, and maybe every 10, 15, 20, you would hear somebody say they were for it. Meanwhile, NBC last night, Brian Williams says 98% of people in their poll agree with it. Folks, there's no way that's true. And that's why mainstream media has lost so much credibility. They are attempting to with a straight face, to tell you 98% of people agree with this. But all the scientific polls are above 60%. And again, they tried to intimidate you. They tried to imply you were going to help terrorists. They tried to yell opt out and admittedly groping you, they told Atlantic Monthly, to make you go to the naked body scanners. They tried to lie and say that scientists said the radiation was safe when the entire spectrum of scientists in government, at John Hopkins, she quoted, Big Sis quoted John Hopkins 2 weeks ago as saying it was safe. And then the head of the radiation department, the radiology department, came out and said, it's not true. I've written papers saying it's bad. He was already in the news saying it was bad, so she just came out and lied and said he endorsed it. Because she thinks you're not going to go look it up. Remember just 3 weeks ago when I was the big liar? 3.5 weeks ago when Michelle was a big liar in my office about him touching her crotch? Remember TSA putting out press releases saying we don't do that? And the news was like, well, we have all this video of you doing it. You did that to our reporters. Now you've got Wall Street Journal, New York Times, ABC News. There's hundreds of mainline reporters going, yeah, they made me take my fake breast out. I had breast cancer. Yeah, they touched my crotch. Hey, they stuck their hand in my pants. And the Republicans, you got to love it. I hear Rush Limbaugh and people trying to say, Mr. President, get your hands off my bag, off my tea bag. And I'm sorry to talk like that, but that's what the media is covering. That's what Limbaugh's saying, okay? I'm reporting on him. And look, this all started decades ago. This is not partisan. But yes, it's accelerating under Obama. They're a bunch of control freaks. But here's another poll. Majority oppose body scans. So we're going to get back into all this and hit all the facets. And when we start the next hour, we're going to take 30 minutes of your calls quickly with your comments on the economy, on North Korea, on the TSA, coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Unstoppable watts. Thank you so much for joining us. Joel Skousen, no stranger to this broadcast. WorldAffairsBrief.com is coming up in a moment. I don't normally have a guest on twice in the same week, but he's really been focusing on China, North Korea. That's what Lindsey Williams' source told him a few months ago was where he should be looking, that Iran was the distraction. And we're going to get his take on this huge escalation and the announcement by China and Russia that they are dumping the dollar. That is just huge. But before I go any further, A, the information and material covered on the syndicated radio broadcast, TV simulcast, the documentary films, the news websites, is the tip of the spear. We are reaching the most people. We are shattering the left-right paradigm, exposing these different globalist power blocks. We're having a huge effect, and people are ready to hear the truth now. We have the best activist-informed audience out there in the world. We are beginning to set the agenda. We together are beginning to put real issues out there in front of the people. And now is the time to redouble our efforts. We do this every holiday season in the last 7 years. This is our seventh year doing this. Coming up early next year, it'll be 7 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. We have added a special interviews. We fly all over the country to PrisonPlanet.tv. Two or three new ones going up a week. Dr. Blaylock is going up this week. A bunch of speeches I've given. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, you name it. The simulcast of the show, the podcast in higher quality, commercial free, my book, Paul Watson's book, expanded extras from all my films, other films that folks call and contact us and want us to post in high quality, like Camp FEMA, Don't Tread on Me, thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of media. Every subject out there under the sun at PrisonPlanet.tv. And every Christmas, you can get 5 months free right now. It's actually 5.3 months is what it comes out to at PrisonPlanet.tv. Instead of paying for 12 months, you pay for 6.7 months. You get 5.3 months free, and you financially support this operation. So we can continue at the same level and expand. We couldn't do any of it without you. And here's the best part. Give yourself a membership. Create a passcode, username. Takes about a minute to do. And then you can have six people logged in at the same time on the same username and passcode. So you can share it and give it to a few friends and family and say, here's your membership, here's your username, passcode, PrisonPlanet.tv. Give it to them in an email or in a card. And any subject they want to look at, any expert, it is a library. And they can download it, burn it to disk. We've got tools on the site, PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. Put fuel in our InfoWar weapon system. You know, I describe it like a fleet of bombers that you are fueling to go out there and expose the globalists and blow holes in their electronic Berlin Wall. So again, PrisonPlanet.tv, the perfect holiday gift. Also, we've got a bunch of specials, The Essential Alex Jones, my five newest and most powerful films, $24.95. That's less than $5 a piece, only until Christmas. Infowars.com. If you've already got Police State 4, Rise of FEMA, Fall of the Republic, Obama deception, terror storm, you know, things like that. Doesn't matter. Get it and give it to folks. You know, five powerful films, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also download them all in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv or write to us at P.O. Box 19549. Austin, Texas, 78760. Got a bunch of other specials, T-shirts, bumper stickers, pins with Infowars.com on them, pocket knives with Infowars.com on them. Super inexpensive. It's all about spreading the word. Infowars.com for the online video bookstore shopping cart or 888-253-3139. Now, we have a congressman coming up next hour who's angry about the TSA. Then we have Tarpley popping in later to give us his perspective on what's happening on the Korean Peninsula. But Joel Skousen is editor of World Affairs Brief, political scientist specializing in the philosophy of law and constitutional theory. He's also a designer of high-tech security residences and retreats for the elite and others. He has designed self-sufficient and high-security homes throughout North America and has consulted in Central America as well. He, of course, has the book Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. He's also a fighter pilot, a veteran, and a lot more. And his uncle was Cleon Skousen, who wrote the definitive works even before we had the works of the insiders admitting and confirming what Cleon Skousen said, like the author of Tragedy and Hope, of course, Bill Clinton's mentor, Carol Quigley, worldaffairsbrief.com. I wanted to get him on because there have been so many new developments. Just to recap for those that joined us. Washington Times, U.S. sends carrier group to Yellow Sea for exercises near Korea. They're reportedly going to go into areas that are disputed again, a major provocation. I'm no fan of the lunatic hermit hereditary dictatorship controlled by China of North Korea, but this is a provocation. China may spurn Obama appeal to rein in North Korea after attack on the South, started by the earlier South Korean provocation going into the waters. We also have the London Telegraph, North Korea attacks. Are we skipping towards a nuclear apocalypse? Very, very serious. The Infowars.com story, Pentagon to send aircraft carrier strike group into the areas right off the coast of North Korea. We also have the amazing China Daily, which is, you know, we're pretty much an authorized government front group for the communist Chinese. Headline, China-Russia quit dollar. They signed the deal last night to start trading with each other. natural gas and oil from Russia for raw materials and rare earth minerals and finished goods from China. This is a big deal, and it's right down Joel Skousen's alley with his research. Joel, we've got about 22 minutes left with you. Appreciate you joining us. Break down what you think this signifies geopolitically.
Thanks, Alex. It's good to be with you. Let me give some perspective to this. Since the armistice, you know, there's still technically a war, North Korea, South Korea. Since the armistice, there have been 150 acts of war on the part of the North Koreans versus the South Koreans or U.S. Just a brief rundown. 3 assassination attempts on presidents of state. Dozens of kidnappings. 3 American soldiers killed at the border zone. 5 ships attacked, including the recent patrol boat attack. 3 airliners hijacked. 3 artillery attacks on the South. 2 missiles fired. 3 American reconnaissance aircraft attacked over the years. These are occurring almost twice a year ever since this has happened. There have been 4 bombs planted in South Korea by the North. There have been dozens of fishing vessels captured and held hostage.
The Pueblo.
And then there's the U.S. Pueblo, which is the last one on my list. A major U.S. reconnaissance ship captured, never returned, crew imprisoned. These are acts of war, and the U.S. has done nothing but pontificate. Now, I gave as background because I want to say that even though these appear to be huge provocation, it is my analysis they will not amount to anything. In fact, I think that Lindsey Williams, source is has been throwing out disinformation ever since the oil prediction, which was correct. They often do that, start with something correct and then start to do things which haven't happened or won't happen. Now, I'm not downplaying the fact that China is the big problem and North Korea is its lackey. But I believe very strongly, strategically, that North Korea is being saved as a trigger event for World War III, something very big and much further down the line. In other words, Iran is not a diversion. Iran is the next country to be attacked. And you will mark my words, Alex, this will pass in so many words, and they will continue to placate North Korea for these egregious acts of war, do nothing to them. No regime change, no attacks, no retaliation. And North Korea will not, in fact, attack the U.S. fleet out there. But we will see a continual attack in the Middle East, and Iran will be targeted sometime.
Well, to correct myself, because as I said it, I realized that it wasn't the full spectrum of what Williams' source, who he's now revealed, had told him, who clearly is an insider, that now Iran is on the map, but after that, to watch China and Russia, because they were the big players. Do you agree with what Williams' source said?
Yes, absolutely. As long as he's not saying that this is the immediate source, because it is not. And that's what I'm trying to say, is that there's a pattern of permissiveness with North Korea that is just unexplainable vis-a-vis the way that we treat Iran. The U.S. has been begging Iran to do any one of these things, try an assassination attempt in Iraq, kidnap someone, have an artillery attack on Iraq or a missile attack, or shoot down a U.S. aircraft. Can you imagine? We would be at war attacking Iran within 30 minutes if they did this. This would be God's gift to Obama, to George Bush, to give them an excuse to attack. And that just shows the hypocrisy. Iran is nowhere near the danger that North Korea is to the world, with its weapons programs, with its proliferation of weapons, nuclear proliferation, its missile program. And yet we do nothing. In fact, we guarantee them no regime change. We guarantee no military interference.
What was the 1988 event at the end of the Iran-Iraq war where I've seen it reported it's the biggest U.S. naval engagement since the end of World War II is how they bill it, where they destroyed a bunch of Iranian battleship. They called it Operation Praying Mantis.
Yes, it was very, very serious. At that time, of course, they didn't have the war on terror going on. They didn't have the provocations to be able to mount an attack on Iran. In fact, and so it was not anything related to the current war or current plans on attacking Iran. We had the major shoot down of one of the Iranian airliners at one time, too, which probably was, in fact, a mistake. But, you know, Iran it certainly helped to inspire a great deal of hatred towards America. And I think that's what, in essence, the Iranian attack will become, is sealing the nail on the coffin of the U.S. as the bully of the world. We're going to look very, very bad. Israel's going to look very, very bad in attacking Iran and destroying a lot of infrastructure there. But I think we have to be very careful to take this in perspective, what's happening in North Korea. I mean, look at the wordage of the United States. You know, we are outraged, they say, and yet we must insist on a measured, unified response to North Korean attack. And what do? They go to the Chinese and say, we want you to rein in your little puppet country. China does nothing. They never will do anything about China. The U.S. will never do anything about China's refusal to do that.
Let me ask you this, Joel. Back in the mid-1990s, Bill Clinton gets the blame, and he deserves a large portion of it for allowing Laura Allen Hughes to transfer the ICBM systems, the MIRV reentry blueprints, but also the head of ABB, the Swiss company, headed up by Rumsfeld, Donald Rumsfeld, transferring the reactor systems to them as well. So clearly, why did the West allow AQCon laboratories to develop nuclear weapons? Why did England, the United States, and Israel, to some extent, help give nukes to Pakistan, help give nukes to North Korea, but then freak out over Iran?
Well, as I say, this is our terrorists versus the ones that aren't in our control. The ones that we want to use for provocations of World War III, and I think there is a very long-term process involved in this. I mean, we know, for example, that part of the Khan nuclear spying ring was instrumental in giving Iran their start in their nuclear program. And they, in fact, gave them, according to the CIA, and this may be disinformation, flawed plans that wouldn't work, in fact. But the U.S. had very much to do with getting the Iranian program started in nuclear war, of course, with Pakistan as well. I think we're looking at some very sophisticated levels of conflict creation here. The entire Pakistani India is a potential trigger event for major hostilities.
Well, Brzezinski admits that in his books, exactly what you're saying. I mean, he's pretty open about it.
That's right. But remember, it's complex in the sense that India was a client state of Russia for many years, and now it's starting to transit. The West is trying to woo India away from Russia's field of influence. Pakistan for years was a client state of China, and the U.S. successfully wooed China away specifically over the nuclear program. China was not giving nuclear weapons to Pakistan, and the U.S. came in through AQCon and did it. And that's what got all of the Chinese or the Pakistani elite in the ISI and the controllers in the military tied to the U.S., and they've been tied there ever since. There's still a T2T going on between China trying to woo back Pakistan, but I'm not sure exactly how this is going to play out in the world war. I know that when it's finally launched, China's very, very worried about India being in its backyard. I mean, India's got as many potential soldiers as China does and probably capable of better training. So if that turns on China at some point, they could be in trouble. So they're very, very interested in keeping hold of India and Pakistan. They've lost Pakistan. I don't think that'll ever come back again, except as a means of undermining Iran, India. And that's the counterpoint there. If India, as you know, let me just go back. China is presently allied with Russia in their plans on attacking the West someday. But China knows very well that they'll have to fight Russia and break their bonds, just like Russia and Hitler had to finally fight it out. So China's very, very worried about Russian influence in India, and that's the reason why they took so much time to try to give arms and munitions and aid to Pakistan so that they could have a counterpoint against India. The U.S. has played into this by giving Pakistan nuclear weapons, knowing that Russia had given India nuclear weapons. The U.S. gave nuclear weapons to Pakistan in order to help the Chinese in their feeling of being able to counter Indian military influence. So I think this is part of the ploy of the West of playing into China's back pocket. In other words, we're helping you out. We're transferring technology. We're not trying to do it openly. We're playing like, even the Pentagon every year has this great assessment about the Chinese military threat, and they downplay it every year. And I think they've got this T2T going. They have this understanding with China. Don't worry, we're going to have to play up to our own people that we're, opposing your military. But they don't do anything against China.
Well, isn't this just a replay of the West building up Japan and enticing them to expand all over the Pacific before World War II?
Yeah, I think it is. I think China's going to play that same role in World War III. They're going to tie up the entire Pacific. They got a grudge match with Japan. They're going to take Japan all the way down to and including Australia and New Zealand. And that's why I don't recommend, Australia.
Well, can you imagine, though, what's going to happen? You want to see terrorism, as they call it. That's anybody that resists. Can you imagine what the Japanese are going to do if the Chinese actually try to physically take Japan?
Well, I think they will at least neutralize it. I mean, the Chinese really don't have a great deal of military. They've been dependent on the U.S. for so many years.
No, I understand. I'm talking about just the asymmetrical on the ground, what the Japanese will do once the Chinese visit. But they may just run them through a puppet, too.
Yeah, they could do that, too.
All right, Joel, stay there. I want to shift gears and see where you see this going in the long term, but also looking at what's happening in Afghanistan. This is out of Reuters. Afghan violence soars, insurgency.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the crash course on the U.S. Constitution, how to argue with a liberal about constitutional issues and win every time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this crash course for patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The crash course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes 6 CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your crash course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Has even tried it on the wine spread, much too long, Freebird.
The Babylon system is the vampire.
Babylon system is the vampire.
Joel Skousen, finishing up So what's your time frame on this World War III situation? What do you see unfolding in the interim? And then even the CFR last week said, hey, we better get out of Afghanistan and Pakistan. And they normally, you know, on policy, as you know, publicly call the shots, kind of a lower house of the private corporate government. But now the military says, no, basically, we're not leaving Iraq. We're not leaving Central Asia. We're not leaving Afghanistan. And now, headline, Afghan violence soars, insurgency expanding, U.S. Violence in Afghanistan at an all-time high in recent months as Western troops battled an increasingly sophisticated insurgency expanding across the country, the U.S. military said yesterday. So break it down for us.
Well, a couple of major problems. First of all, remember that, and I'm sure you know this, that the CFR and other types in the elite will often start, when a position becomes unpopular, they start putting some of their advisors out giving counter positions. Like Brzezinski came out against all of the Bush years and denouncing that, even though he was all pro-Soviet and everything during the Carter years. Now we're starting to come out and attack the Afghan war as unwinnable from some of the elite. They're positioning themselves for the fact that this will become a black mark. It will become an unpopular war, very unpopular very soon. And they're going to be having advisors positioning themselves for the Republican side, who will start to attack the Afghan war as part of the presidential view. It's not going to get better. The Afghan police, for example, which is the this is the crown jewel of our release from active combat troops, is to be able to let Afghan police take over. And they're so corrupt. There's so many of the tribal leaders that control the Afghan police that they simply, Afghan military trainers simply don't have any confidence the Afghan police will do anything but cause a great deal of unrest within Afghanistan. They have even less support than the Karzai regime. So this is a non-playing plan that they've got to be able to transfer autonomy to Afghan military and police forces.
But the social engineers had to know that as well, and they did. So what's the master strategy? Just hold down the area to pump out $500 million in opium, a black hole for weapons sales, and a way to have another base on the doorstep of China?
Well, I really think that the Afghan and Iraqi situation is being held over for the Iran war, especially. This is what's going to justify all of those troops being there as they mass, it's mostly going to be an aerial attack, I think, on Iran, but there will be some troops justified for staying in the region because even if they take out all of the infrastructure, military infrastructure in Iran, it still becomes a seething a pile of Muslims that are just going to have so much hatred for the West that all of our soldiers are going to be risking this whole region.
And then we may have real attacks, which the globalists will then use to clamp down on the American people. So clearly, you're right, they have encircled Iran for that purpose. What's the time frame from your intel on the strike on Iran?
Well, I think it's going to be this year. They're still looking for a provocation, a justification of it, but I think it's going to be this year. Relative to your question about what I think about the Third World War and when one of these trigger events is going to go off, I think it's probably going to be an attack of North Korea on South Korea in earnest, to which the U.S. has to respond probably with tactical nuclear weapons. They have such an overwhelming majority of troops there that we cannot stop them, and all of our 26,000 U.S. troops will be at risk. I think 2015 50-50 chance it could happen, but more likely almost toward the end of the decade because China won't be ready till then.
All right, Joel, hold on. Do five more minutes with you if you can. I want you to have 5 minutes to really walk through this scenario slowly. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.